This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our guy Ross Tucker, he's out on the Pheasant Fest hotline. National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org. And of course, Ross Tucker's got his Ross Tucker football podcast, the daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. I must say as well, Ross, you got quite the setup there on Radio Row, man. That's big time.
Yeah, you like that? That's pretty cool. I'm looking at it. My recording window is 11 to 1. And right now where I'm going to be recording, Jaden Daniels is talking to the goalie. So
nice.
There's a lot of people around the set right now. So I got you guys, and I got like a 5-minute break, and then I'll be recording a lot of interviews. So
we appreciate you coming on the show. How is New Orleans, though? You've been to a lot of these. I think I saw you said, what, 17 Super Bowl Radio Row? Is that right?
I don't know. No, that was a reply to Kyle Brandt about how many fake conversations I've had so far.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
How many of those like conversations? But no, I would say starting in like 2009, I want to say over the last 15 years, I've been at 2/3 of them probably, you know,
okay.
For various reasons. There were some I haven't been to. So I would say this is my 10th in-person like Radio Row Super Bowl, I would guess, somewhere in that range.
It feels like it's been so long. Can you even remember doing a Super Bowl Radio Row in which the Chiefs were not one of the two teams involved?
You know, you're gross, dude. I think. No, I can't. What was the Super Bowl before
wow.
this started?
Rams-Bengals
would have been the only one, yeah.
Was that Rams-Patriots?
Well, Rams-Bengals were in the middle of this run, obviously, right?
Yeah, but I didn't go to L.A.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely didn't do
so
that
Rams,
one.
So Rams-Patriots, probably.
I did Rams-Patriots, and I did Eagles-Patriots for sure for a company called The Zone.
Okay.
So I was definitely doing stuff those years, yes.
So almost a clean decade. Let's look at this matchup, because, Ross, I think it's really interesting when you start boiling down. I think there's, like, legitimate arguments to be made on either side. So I'll ask you one question to start. Which of these two teams has the better defensive line in your mind?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say the Eagles, probably. I think it's comparable. I really do. I think Jalen Carter and Chris Jones are comparable. I think you have to give it to Chris Jones based on how many times he's done it in big games. I think after that is where it gets interesting. I think Sweat and Karlaftis are probably a wash. I would say that Nolan Smith has really come on. He was the second first-round pick they took out of Georgia last year, and I think he leads all NFL players in sacks this postseason. I think he's got maybe 4.5. So he's really come on. It's crazy. You guys will appreciate this, but he played like a lot in the last preseason game. I did the preseason game for the Eagles, and I want to say that he played like half, like the whole first half, which is not a good sign.
No, not like usually,
you're
no.
Out there, that's not a good sign, and yet it you know, he's just gotten better and better. So they need those guys to win. You know, the two thoughts I would say I think are critically important as it relates to the Eagles is that whoever Tooney and Caliendo are blocking, if they get one-on-ones, those guys have to find a way to win. I suspect that the Chiefs will slide the line often in their direction, meaning Creed Humphrey has the inside for Caliendo. Caliendo has Tooney's inside, so they kind of have three guys to block two. What that means, though, is that you could argue the single most important one-on-one matchup of the Super Bowl could be my favorite offensive lineman in the league, Trey Smith, against Jalen Carter, the right guard for the Chiefs against the Eagles' best D tackle, who primarily lines up over the right guard. That is going to be incredible. Like, I could legitimately watch a camera that's just on those guys the whole game because they're both incredible players, but maybe more importantly, they are junkyard dogs. Like, Jalen Carter, as we've seen too many times, is not afraid to punch you in the face, and I kind of think Trey Smith will punch him back. You know? So it's amazing. I had a chance to interview Trey Monday night. Just an awesome guy, and I hope you guys enjoy him in this game because I highly suspect that, I don't know if it's the Titans or the Bears, but someone's going to make him the highest-paid offensive guard in NFL history in March.
I think you're exactly right on that. I think we are going to watch his final game in a Chiefs uniform on Sunday in New Orleans as we're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. All our guests are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. Where would you put Nick Sirianni in kind of the coaching hierarchy in the league? You know, he's a controversial figure, I think is fair to say, with the way he goes about his business, but he's in his second Super Bowl already.
Yeah, you know, I think he's a top 10 coach for sure. I'd have to go through and actually list them out. You know, and you can say, and people do a lot about how much talent they have, and I get that, but, you know, there have been a lot of other talented teams that don't get to the Super Bowl two times in 3 years, right? I mean, if nothing else, he doesn't screw it up, number one. And then number two, the players really like him. You know, I'm talking off the air, right? I talk to these guys.
You're the
really
second
like
guest
them.
In a row to mention that to. Somebody yesterday said that same thing, Ross.
Yeah, they you know what the most important thing is for a coach, I think, is to just be genuine. Just be authentic. And he is certainly that. I mean, there's no question he is that. And, you know, I think stylistically, his passion and emotion is a huge positive. It probably gets him in trouble, you know, every now and again. But the players are kind of okay with that. You know, he's trying to eliminate that part of it. It is interesting, though, how much people frame how they feel about someone like him based almost solely on those moments as opposed to, you know, all the success he's had.
When you look at what it is, and I get you with, like, the genuine part of it and the not screwing it up part of it. I guess this always comes back to just, you know, the gap between. Like, I also think McDermott is a good coach, but I also said that the Bills should probably move on from him because you have got to find a way to close the gap between what you are and what the Chiefs are. And you can't, you know, quarterback's quarterback, and Josh Allen's great. That gap, I think, is somewhat narrow anyway. Like, McDermott or the GM or something feel like a thing. Like, I don't know if it's just that Andy Reid is a gap between anybody right now because I don't feel the way about every coach. But I still feel like the drop-off from Andy Reid to Sirianni can make the difference in a field goal game like the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, a couple thoughts on that. So first of all, yeah, I mean, that's why in a close game, one-score game, I don't see many people picking the Eagles with Hurts and Sirianni over a team with two first-ballot Hall of Famers at quarterback and head coach.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen a large percentage of time, not always, you know, that these same Eagles beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with Doug Peterson and Nick Foles back in 2017. So it's not always, but over time, you know, the Hall of Fame head coach, Hall of Fame quarterback, they're going to win the vast majority of those games. I will say this, though. You know, Hurts is, we can have a debate about how good Hurts is and if he's a top 10 quarterback. I think a lot of people would say to you that he's not. So on some level, that makes what Sirianni's done even more impressive, right? You know, I know that Andy Reid's a great coach, and Andy Reid's done awesome, but his quarterback might be the best guy that's ever played the position. So I think sometimes it's hard to separate those. I don't know what would happen if Sirianni was coaching the Chiefs and Andy Reid was coaching the Eagles. I would really like to see. I'm not saying that Sirianni is better than Andy Reid by any stretch. I just don't know. One of the things that makes football really hard, you know, this is not baseball where, you know, it's a pitcher, one pitcher to one batter. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and part of that has to do with the different moving parts. Eagles have the better roster, but the Chiefs had the better quarterback. You know, everybody's been saying all week, Eagles have the better roster, and I agree with that, right? But then someone said to me, do they really? I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, look at this guy, look, you know, number one offensive line, number one, you know, this, that, running back. They said, okay, if you were starting a team, which roster would you want? Would you want the Chiefs roster, or would you want the Eagles roster? And the truth is, I would want the Chiefs roster because I want Mahomes.
Right.
You know, like I can do other stuff. I can make other stuff happen around Mahomes, but I can't make Hurts as good as Mahomes.
When you look at Saquon Barkley, we all know how special player he is. We know the track record. I'm sure it's been talked about there in New Orleans as much as it has anywhere as well, which is Steve Spagnuolo against running backs and in the playoffs. He hasn't given up a 100-yard running back in 14 games, I think it's up to, at this point in time. What do you think the plan will be for Kansas City? You think they sell out on the run and say, beat us with A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, one-on-one, we trust McDuffie and Watson? Or do you think the Chiefs will kind of play, I don't know, play back is the right way to phrase it, but how do you think they'll attack that?
It's a really interesting question because it's not a simple answer, because if you say stop the run and stack the box, I understand that, but that's where it gets his long runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be able to stop a bunch, but then you're putting them in a situation where you've got a single high safety in the middle of the field. If Saquon gets past the second level, good luck to that guy. Whereas if you have two deep safeties, you know, those guys can kind of angle off of each other and give themselves a better chance to be able to not let Saquon go long. I don't know, man. I guess I kind of feel like let's make the Eagles prove that they can go the distance. I would not want Saquon to be breaking off 60, 70-yard runs. I might do more two-safety looks. They're going to change it up, but I might do a few more two-safety looks to change it up a little bit.
When you look at what, like, so because on the opposite end, it's always like I ask these questions because you're like, well, if you know what they're great at, why don't you do something about it? Patrick Mahomes running in the playoffs. Everybody knows he runs more. He's more effective in the playoffs. He does it to an almost perfect success rate. How has nobody, like, cracked that code, I guess, is what I would ask, Ross. And is it the undesigned nature of it and the idea that he's not a running quarterback so you don't really spy that changes it? Why can't anybody stop it?
Well, it is the non-designed runs that are the tough part. And I think we've asked this about scrambling quarterbacks forever, and we always will. There's not a great answer, right? I mean, if you want to do a mush rush where you're designed to not let him escape the pocket and run, you can do that, but then you're not going to get nearly as much pressure on him. And he's probably going to pick you apart because he's Patrick Mahomes. If you want to get pressure on him, then you're going to create some seams. He's as good as we've ever seen at finding those and then taking it and running with it. The question, though, is then you can spy him. But we've seen a lot of examples. If you're spying him, you're probably playing man-to-man. So your spy better get him, you know, because if he doesn't get him, you're in trouble. And then you're playing man-to-man behind it, which I still think is better against the Chiefs. That's what I would do. I would spy Mahomes. I would play man-to-man behind it and take my chances if I'm the Eagles with my secondary, probably put Gardner Johnson on Travis Kelce, maybe even Blankenship, the other safety, as the spy, or maybe he's middle of the field and one of the linebackers spies Patrick. But that's what I would do. I certainly wouldn't play zone and let Travis Kelce just break my heart every third down.
All right, a couple quick questions at the end. Number one, people on the text line want us to ask you. They said you were just on Philly radio. Ask Ross who he wants to win the game.
Yes. So, well, you guys know, first of all.
Yeah. We know where you're from.
Eagles. Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, I grew up a huge Eagles fan, but they never wanted me. So I played for five other teams. But then I live back in the area now. I do their preseason games. I do 2 hours on WIP every week. I do 2 other shows for the Eagles organization themselves. And taking it a step further, on Thursday last week, after I spoke to you guys, I was so happy to be flying home on Friday to watch the game on TV. My older daughter, turning 13 on Sunday, likes Saquon Barkley and Cooper DeJean, and she said, "Daddy, can you please take me to the Super Bowl for my birthday?" So I was trying to avoid that, and I said, "Oh, honey, I don't know. I don't know if that's the best idea." And she said, "Okay, Daddy, I understand." I was like, "Okay, fine, we're going."
Awesome. Boy, she got you.
Too sweet and nice about it. So I'm flying back down Sunday morning.
Awesome.
And with my entire family, we're going to the game. So I definitely hope the Eagles win, because since I work for the team, my family's very much Eagles fans. So I hope the Eagles win, but I don't know, I'm getting everybody mad, actually, because on WIP Radio in Philadelphia, I picked the Chiefs to win 27-24. So I have found a way. Usually you do it the other way.
You made everyone
mad.
You
find a way to try to make happy. I don't know. I mean, it would be great. I also want the Eagles to win just because I like fresh blood. I like new guys getting a chance to win. There aren't many guys that were on the team 7 years ago, right? So for most of these guys, they'd get to win. I would honestly be rooting for pretty much anybody other than the Chiefs. Because I don't see a lot of value in a lot of guys getting a third ring or a fifth ring or whatever it is for those guys. I'd rather see guys get a chance to win their first one.
So I totally get the, obviously it's awesome you're taking your family to Super Bowl. That's incredible. And congratulations for you doing that on Sunday. But you don't appreciate the least, if take the Eagles out of it for a second. Like you said, against any team, you would root for that team, not the Chiefs. The three-peat part of it, as someone that played in the league, I mean, I'm not saying you don't respect what they're doing. That's not what you're saying. But like, Do you not appreciate the fact that they could do something that's never been done?
I absolutely appreciate it. And if they win, I will praise them for it and talk about how amazing it is. But that's not the same as me wanting them to win the game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, I look at it as from a former player's perspective, where I want as many guys as possible to be able to have the ring ceremony, have the parade, you know, all of the things that go along with it. I don't want, you know, I don't know how many guys are still on the Chiefs roster from last year, but it seems like it's 40-something. I don't need all those guys to get a chance to experience it again.
I'm laughing.
Give me some fresh blood.
I'm laughing because if they win the Super Bowl on Sunday, there are members of the 2022 draft class who have been in the league 3 years and only won the Super Bowl. Trent McDuffie, George Karloftis, Nazi Johnson, Pacheco, et cetera. All of those guys will have been in the league for 3 years and won 3 Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah, I hate those guys. They don't know what the real world's like.
No. Yeah.
Look, Ross, I need a Super Bowl champions hoodie for all 5 days of the week, man. I mean, they still need a couple more for me to be able to accomplish that. In all sincerity, though, Ross, we appreciate you.
You guys are obnoxious. Now I really want to believe.
We appreciate you coming on throughout the season. Seriously, I think this will be our last conversation with you for the year, but it's been a ton of fun. Great insight. Enjoy New Orleans. Enjoy the game with your family.
All right, sounds great. Great talking with you.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Guys.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.